Doesn't bother me. You got a cold too. Everybody's sniffling.
Dallas.
Dog, but he sneezes when he's happy, so I don't know what's up with that.
Yeah, so does Clyde.
I know, I know. All right, all right, all right. Welcome to the OFX podcast. I'm Dave Claxton, and along with me, as always, is her who hopes High Rocks hurries up, Bethany McChesney. Was gonna go with her who hath, but I said, I don't think that makes sense. I don't think that's the right use of the word hath.
I don't know. I've never used it in a sentence.
Yeah, I think hath means to like have. So it could have been like hath hopes. So you have hopes. So I might have had it right.
The
I don't know.
way you said it to me,
Probably not. Probably not. We'll go with I didn't make sense, any sense. All right. We do have a guest coming up, but we had a couple of things we wanted to go through, including your recent misadventures with dogs, and it's a big pet peeve of mine. So what is the story, Beth?
Yeah, I think every runner can empathize with me. It's the dogs that are not controlled by their owners who chase after the runner. And so in the last week, in the last 7 days, two of our runs, we have been attacked by a dog. And so the owner was letting their dog out on their front yard, assuming to pee. And which I don't know why not in the backyard. So there was no leash or anything. And then it charges at us. And the owner didn't even leave his front step. He was just standing on the front step, like calling for his dog to come back. So the obviously our dogs got into it. And then Jeff had to fight off the other dog and just kept yelling at the guy to come get his dog. And he just kept standing there yelling at his dog to come back. And so Jeff was pretty scraped up from that one. And then yesterday when we were doing our long run, the man walks out with two dogs and doesn't have a proper hold of the leash. And so the dogs start lunging at us, and then he loses control of the one, and then is just kind of like casually trying to think. But thankfully, the leashes were kind of wrapped up together, so he's just trying to casually catch the end of the leash, and then he gets it, but it's one of those stupid extendable leashes. So then the dogs get to us, and these are big dogs, and they're hunting dogs. They're bred to hunt, and so they would have murdered Clyde. And same thing. So Jeff had to fight off the dog from not murdering Clyde. And then the owner got mad at us for, well, we were yelling at him to get control of his dog. And then he got mad at us for yelling at him and then wanted to fight Jeff. So, yeah, so, and I think like tensions were more heightened this time because we had just had this happen. So even as they were coming out, I was like, oh my God, I can't believe this is happening again. As soon as I saw them step out of the house, I knew it was going to happen again. But yeah, it's so frustrating. And this is the part. So I was talking with some people too, at the gym, and they were like, oh, I've seen those dogs. You know, when I walk by, they seem really friendly. And this is the thing, if you're not a runner, you don't understand that when a dog who has a hunting instinct or a prey instinct, and they see someone running, that's now a target. It's not the same as a walker. And if you're running and you have a dog, which is a threat to them also, and if they're a hunting dog, now it's like a double whammy. So dogs are totally different with runners and cyclists sometimes than just a regular walker. So it's, yeah, it's not. And especially in the trails too, people let their dogs run free. Oh, it's so nice. They get to run free in the fields. And that's probably the worst place that I've found that you get attacked by dogs. And even if, and everyone's, oh, they're friendly, but you still don't know for sure, and it still doesn't mean necessarily that they're not going to like nip at my ankles, which has happened many times, or they jump up on me as a friendly dog, but a 100-pound dog, I don't want it jumping up on me either. So, and every runner has a story about a dog attacking them, and it's extremely frustrating.
I've found mostly we've had the same issue too. We run on the trails and very popular trails and stuff, and we would bring our dog, and Yeah, it's so tempting. You want to run with your dog off the leash and have fun. It's a great time and all that.
Yeah.
But you don't own that spot.
Yeah.
That's not your area, right? Like you're not the only one there. It's a public space.
Yeah.
And we would have our dog, and when we run with him, I keep him on a waist belt, right? And on a short
Yeah.
leash. Like it's like maybe 2 to 3 feet long max.
Yeah.
And so he can't go anywhere. And we'd come around and we'd have people and their dogs would start running towards us and they'd be yelling, "It's okay. He's friendly. He's friendly." And I'm
Oh, I
like,
know.
"Yeah, mine's not." You know,
Right.
and
And then a fight ensues.
yeah. And it's like, yes, my dog doesn't get along with other dogs very well, but I have him under control. He's on a
Right.
leash. He's where he should be. He's on a short leash. Those 25-foot retractable leashes, those things are garbage. You can't have anything more than like a Pomeranian on that. And because they're just gonna rip it apart. But
Yeah.
it's you gotta, yeah. It's terrible. It is a real pain in the ass. And the trails, especially because it's like right around the corner. And all of a sudden they're there and you're there.
Yeah, there's not enough time. And those extendable leashes honestly are another big pet peeve of mine. Because same thing, the dog can take off, and before the owner knows what's going on, then the dog already has you. Or you're tripping over the leash because all of a sudden it's all the way across the trail or the road or the sidewalk, and they can't pull it back.
Yeah, we even have one. There's like a rail trail where we are. And so we used to run down the street and across this dirt road and up the rail trail. And you get to a certain house and there's a farmhouse backs onto the trail. And his dogs were just freeing out. He had no fences, no nothing. And they would come run at anybody on the trails. And he's not even out there. These are like outside dogs. And then the one time I go out there and he comes by and he's like, "Oh yeah, they love everybody." I'm like, "These things are a menace."
Oh,
Like they're
yeah.
big German shepherds just running at people.
I quit going in that
Yeah,
direction because I was afraid of that dog.
people don't run down that trail because of the dog.
Yeah, that's wrong.
And it's you know, it's I get it, his property's right beside it, but the trail is not your property. You can't
Yeah.
just let your dogs run free out there. It's nuts. So yeah, keep control of your dogs and as a runner, be prepared because
Yeah, so it was interesting too, the amount of messages that I got from runners that said they carry mace or they carry pepper spray, or even just dog people that I know that just walk their dogs all the time that carry mace or pepper spray.
That last time we went, their dog was lost. Someone we found, dog was lost. People just lose the dogs on the trail. It's the other thing too that I say, if you don't have your dog on a leash because you want to have fun and a nice run with it, again, very tempting, take them to the dog park, that's what it's for. But it's not just about runner safety or our dog's safety, or even if someone's afraid of dogs and their right to be on the trail. It's about your dog's safety. Because like I said before, the dog that ran at us, and oh, he's very friendly, and he was, you know, maybe not a big dog. We have so many different dogs do it in that scenario over and over again. Well, you know what? Our dog isn't very friendly with other dogs, and there's no saying he won't tear your dog apart, you
Or what
know.
if I have mace and
Yeah,
I
or
spray
what if
him?
you have Mason spray him because you're afraid? Like it's for your own dog's own protection too. It's for you to take care of your own dog, because yeah, that's and even like you don't know what you'll run into in the woods if your dog's off on the leash. You know, bear, nasty raccoons, you know, porcupines, spicy squirrels, skunks. So like for your own dog's protection, keep him on a leash. You know, yeah,
It's just it's too bad that as a runner that's a fear. You know, there's enough things that you kind of have to worry about that you just but owners that don't know how to control their dogs just shouldn't be one of them.
and you guys are like out on the street, right? Like,
Yeah, we were like down the street from us, just in a regular neighborhood.
I still like it. You know, I'm just thinking in my head, I'm like, yeah, my dog gets out in the front, goes after and attacks somebody, and they get mad, and I'm gonna fight you now.
I know. I know. Oh, and he kept calling us back. Like you let your dog out of your house without control of the leash, and it attacked us, and now you want to fight us because we got mad about it.
It's logical to me. All right. So, yeah. Dogs on a leash. It was. It's been a pet peeve of mine for a long time. It really has. So I sympathize.
Yeah.
We may have talked about it before. I don't know. There's a couple other things. Some things that like have been going around. This one thing that's been getting me on Instagram, right? So everybody is a hybrid athlete now and a hybrid coach and a this and a that. And anybody who seems to run a little and do a push-up
Yeah.
is now a hybrid coach. And I started at first it kind of bothered me a bit. And then I started thinking to myself, you know what? That's okay, actually. I'm fine with that now. Anybody who does that can call themselves a hybrid athlete. I'm okay with that. What I don't want to see is the influencers who call themselves a hybrid athlete all of a sudden call themselves hybrid racers when they're not actually doing any racing. You know what I mean? So you'll get people who are just like they got the look and they're selling the product and they're selling their coaching, but they don't really race. You know, like if Ryan Kent calls himself a hybrid coach and a hybrid racer, yeah, that makes sense. You know,
Yeah.
there's logic to that. If you coach and call yourself a hybrid racer, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Logic to that. If some Instagram model who just has good abs calls themselves the hybrid coach, I'm not as big on that. I don't like that because you haven't raced. Because if they're advertising how to look a certain way, great, good. But if they're advertising how to win at a Hyrox, how to win at a Deca, how to win at a hybrid race, and aren't really racers, that part bothers me. And
Yeah.
so I'm using that term now. It's a hybrid athlete, fine. You do what you want. You call yourself one. You can do a push-up,
Yeah.
you can run a mile, great. But you're not a racer.
Well, and I mean, it's kind of what like a regular gym goer would do in the gym anyways. Like you kind of have your mix of cardio and strength stuff. So, but now it's like you can give a label, like the type of athlete that you are, because the hybrid racing thing is new. But I mean, Instagram coaches and in general are a bit of another pet peeve of mine to begin
Well,
with.
but see, there's some that are legitimately good.
Of course, of
And
course.
so how do you filter out the shit?
Yeah, I don't know. Look at credentials or see if they're actually speaking
That's tough though.
intelligently.
Like, especially if you think about it from a new person's perspective. Like, I want to get fit and I see these people on Instagram and I see, you know, let's say I see that the crappy account with the guy with the great abs and the selling, you know, miracles. And then I see a guy like or a girl even like Meg Jacoby selling hard work and experience and
Yeah.
proper living. How does
Well,
a
I
new
think
person
you
filter?
can't. One of
Because
the
of
biggest things, too, though, and then we've talked about this like outside of the podcast, is don't just go by how somebody looks and assume also that they know what they're talking about. Like some people are very blessed genetically, and you know, they could do a lot less in their training and still look incredible. But it's, I think, too, when people are making, like really short-term promises or completely bogus promises. Things like do these three exercises and you'll have a six-pack. Like completely bogus promises. I would stay away from stuff like that. Or like the 21 days to whatever. Like, no. Fitness shouldn't be like a 21-day fix. Or even 3 months or whatever. Like just look at what they're trying to sell you.
was talking with some of the clients at Farm Girl the other day after one of the classes, and we were talking about just setting up a basic calisthenic class. Like we're talking push-ups, pull-ups, squats, doing your absolute basic body weight movements properly. And the
Yeah.
one woman asked, she's like, can you promise I can get to be able to do a pull-up? Can't really promise that, but yeah, you likely should. I mean, knowing you and knowing where you're at, yeah, you should be able to get there. She's like, how long? It's up to you. You
Yeah.
know, like you it, there's I there's no it's not linear. It's not step one, two, three, four, five, and everybody gets the same results at every moment. It's not like that. So anybody that's to me, if anyone's promising you a timeline, there's something shady there.
Yeah.
I'm just I don't. Those are things that have been kind of aching at me lately. It's just. Ugh. I'm just frustrated with social media, but that's, I think everybody goes through that. So I don't know. Yeah, like I said, if you're looking for good coaches, there's lots of them out there. Ask us. We'll tell you some good ones as opposed to some bad ones, especially if you're looking for hybrid fitness or hybrid racing to be a hybrid athlete. We might have really wrecked the world with this term. Might be part of the problem.
No, I think it gives people something though to consider. Like maybe they might actually look up what that means, and then they might end up at something like a Deca or a Hyrox or RX1 or something like that.
Do you know by my own definition, I've excluded RX1 from hybrid racing just in order to differentiate from CrossFit?
Because of this high skill level?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, but it's so hard if you want, it is and it isn't. I mean, we all recognize it. You can look and see the difference between CrossFit and hybrid race. You can see it. By the way, not
Yeah.
ragging on CrossFit, still a huge fan.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can see the difference, but to put it into a word, it's really, really hard
Yeah, it
to put
is.
it into a sentence that to differentiate high skill from low skill and to make a line somewhere. It's really difficult. So I'm still struggling with that. So the closest definition I've come to would, yes, eliminate CrossFit from it, but would also eliminate RX1, which doesn't seem right, but it kind of does.
But we've said the only the pro categories of
Yes.
RX1 because of the high skill level.
Yeah, experts close though. Experts borderline. Like to me, when you bring in overhead squats, that's a high skill move.
Yeah, but the weight's pretty light.
Weight is light, but the mobility, the range of mobility,
Yeah.
very. That's where
A
that's a high
lot of my
squat.
clients can't do an overhead squat with a pretty light weight, but
Like I can do it, but not with a heavy weight. It's just. I mean, if I trained it, sure. But it would take a lot of work, a lot of effort, which to me says a high skill. I think a hybrid race, you should be able to walk in there as pretty much anybody and be able to do the moves, to be able to do the movements. Not, you know, even if you can't fully complete the race because it's too hard or too long or too many reps or too heavy or too fast, that's one thing. But to be able just to complete the movements, i.e., you know, if it was a lunge, a squat, you know, a push-up,
Carries.
a burpee, a carry, something very simplistic, a run, you know, a row, a bike. And we're talking machines as well, because like you pointed out the other day, like originally I had swimming as being part of it. And I thought, no, well, that's way too higher skill. And then you pointed out the other day, like biking, even like on a bike, you know, a decent bike, that is a bit of a skill. So I took that off the list as like things because it made sense to me. So I don't know. Still an ongoing definition. It always comes up every time we do one of those top 20 hybrid racers. Because if I didn't go by that definition, you'd have to include CrossFit, which means I'm going to be putting Laura Horvath and Jeffrey Adler and those people up on the list because, yeah.
Yeah, but they're not all races. Like some of
Nope.
CrossFit is a it's a comp like it's a competition, but it's not necessarily a race.
Exactly, but parts of it are like parts of it you would consider a hybrid race, like it, like a MRF or something like that, you know? So it's, yeah, tricky,
It's tough.
slippery slope. Anyway, we're supposed to talk about HYROX today. I guess we get a little bit before we guess, but big HYROX overseas,
Yeah,
Manchester.
Manchester. Wow, these European races are so well attended. Like I just saw that Italy sold out. That's crazy.
Not just well attended by the athletes, but did you see the amount of fans in Manchester? And they pay.
Yeah, that's
Like
incredible.
fans
I
pay.
love that.
I love it too, but I'm like, is that sustainable? I'm like, I know. I mean, obviously, you know,
Go with it. It's
Hunter
amazing.
and Michael Sandbach went for a record and they got it and had a fantastic run. And Sandbach being from the UK, that's a big draw. Hunter's a big draw wherever he goes. That just goes without saying, and is very popular over there. So it's just like, wow, like I just can't get over the mass of humanity that is watching. And I love it. I want it to grow, and that is the key to grow. But I hope that HYROX evolves the fan or the spectator portion of it to go along with the demand. So don't just rest on your laurels. Keep trying to improve the viewing experience. Because otherwise, I think people will get frustrated if they're paying and they're, eventually they're going to be okay. Like, I'm paying to watch, paid to come in here and watch this race, and I'm 15 people deep from the fence. And somewhere in there's a couple of guys who I don't know who I can't really see
Yeah.
on a rowing machine.
Well, maybe they need to get venues where there's proper seating and stuff.
Yeah, and I mean that does come down to their when they do the grid for the seating. That is very popular, and that's obviously why they do it. But then we get tied into the whole qualification system, and all blends together.
Yeah.
But it is good to see. It's great to see growth of the sport, huge turnouts, lots of interest, people just seemingly loving it, having a great time with it. And I'm really looking forward to getting to another one. But
Yeah.
even though I just want to race doubles, I still want to get back out there.
Yeah, HYROX doubles is still a really good challenge.
Always said it tons of times. Relays and doubles, everything is the best.
Yeah.
You know,
Yeah.
it's awesome. All right. With that, I'm not going to go try to make a horrible introduction to you. So I'm just going to go our new head of HYROX Canada, Jay Musker. All right. So what is the official title? Your official title,
My
James
official title?
Muscard, the official new title.
Oh, HYROX Regional Manager for Canada.
That is great. What a business card that is.
I know, yeah. It's it sounds pretty good. I'm happy with it. Yeah, I'm taking it for now.
Is it did they get you a fancy title in lieu of the big paycheck? Because that's usually what
But
they charge
yeah, this
those
is all
buggers.
volunteer work. I just took the title. I just thought it looked good. Actually, we should cut that out because they might not pay me.
Oh, geez, we don't want that. Yeah. I think I saw somewhere that so many of the younger generation now they search for that title, and I'm like, I'm at work, and I'm like, no, just give me the big paycheck. I don't care.
Yeah. Call me whatever you want, but
You
I'm still not paying at the
call
end
me
of
the guy that
the
scoops up the dog poop if it comes with a huge
Yeah,
check. I don't
I'm not
care.
that interested about the title. No, I am actually. I quite like the title.
Yeah.
If it comes to Canada and we do quite well and things go keep going the way we hope they go, then I'd love to be national manager of Canada. That's a Let's see where that goes.
You almost need like some letters at the end, though. Just some like
I might
RQF,
make them up.
maybe. Just, all right. So, and as such, you are now, and this is what got me, Beth. We had to import a guy to do this.
I don't think you did. I don't think you did need to report someone,
This
but
was an elaborate plan. We sent her over to find you because we needed a regional
oh,
HYROX.
okay.
This was all a plan.
Okay. You sent over 7 years ago before HYROX was even really a thing.
You gotta have business foresight. You gotta
I
be
like
prepared
it.
for this
You're
stuff.
well ahead of the game there.
By the
Yeah.
way, I was told, or Riley told me I should say this. Beth, do you have a shirt like this one that says
I
winner on the
do.
back?
I
Oh
do.
yeah. James, you got one?
I don't have one on.
Oh, you have one? You have one that says winner?
No, I don't have a cap.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay. Two of us
Wow.
do.
It's that kind of podcast, is it? All right. I gotta get myself some merch this week. I'm going to Chicago tomorrow with the team. So meet the big dogs. So I'm gonna go over there and I'm gonna raid the warehouse, get myself all the stuff that says winner on it.
I earned this. I earned this. It might have been a little shady, but I earned it. But
I did something to earn it. Wasn't
I did
necessarily the
so
higher
no,
up.
I actually this was a HYROX VCF, the
Oh, I did that. A
virtual
virtual
age group
challenge.
win.
Yeah.
I got it.
Nice,
Legit,
nice.
legit. No, well, you might have had a tougher age group than me.
I didn't win. Fair enough.
HYROX has great merch though. Like
Yeah, they do, yeah.
honestly, so
I got
I have like three HYROX shirts, right? And they're all some of the nicest, like best fitting shirts I have.
I've got plenty of gear, yeah. Not obviously I haven't been with HYROX long enough to have got it from like the office yet. The first time I'm going to the office is tomorrow. So it's like I've just got it all from racing business too. And every time you go, I always go to a little expo and I'm like, ooh, that's nice. It's always nice gear. I
Yeah,
like
it is. They
it.
got good gear. They got good gear. I mean,
Good swag.
it's so, and I don't think I asked this question. So Puma, they're the national sponsor. Are they the same sponsor over here? Because it was Virus for the while. Is it different? Do you know?
I'm not sure yet, to be honest. We haven't got sponsors lined up in Canada yet because there's a lot of, I suppose it's just trying to work it out. It's a, you're not America, quite simply. So, we have sponsors in America, we have sponsors in Europe, and I think, the obvious thing would be think that we would have the same as America, but it's probably not. Like they've got things like powerlift that don't and aren't here.
And that
You
is
know
a
what I mean?
crying shame. I love powerlift.
Yeah, but it's not in Canada. And you know what I mean? There's things like that where they just there's different regulations, different like food regulations, different like way things come in. So what can be here and what can be a sponsorship is or a partner within the company. Obviously, you've seen like the MyProtein one for the race of the weekend in Manchester. One of the first big, really big name brands that have, not big, but a massive brand that really come on board of HYROX there, and that's super exciting. So, but who's going to be over here? Really still up in the air. I think we're still just finding our feet.
So is that part of your job then, is to try to find sponsors for the HYROX Canada?
Yeah, to a certain extent. I mean, I won't be doing the deep dive detail like negotiations on that stuff. I've kind of taken some obvious people that I've seen like in on a lot of gym floors, because currently what I'm doing is rolling around Toronto and speaking to different gyms, and a lot of them have the same I don't know, companies within those four walls, like on the shelves and things like that. So I've given those lists to the higher ups and said, look, these people are obviously quite well embedded within Canada. They've had a lot of like hockey games and things like that. These are the people who I would imagine could be interested. Whether or not anything comes of it, we don't know.
If we allowed full contact on the running surface of HYROX, we could easily increase the sponsorship opportunities. I mean, we'd get Bauer, Nike, Hespeler, all sorts of different equipment. We'd give people sticks. It'd be fantastic.
You know what? I'll put that forward. That sounds like a great
Well,
idea.
you've got the ear, it's one of my better ideas, obviously.
Full contact hierarchs.
Full contact. You telling me Hunter wouldn't like that?
I think he'd love
Be all over it. Be all over it. I don't think it's best alley, but that's fine.
it. I'm out. I'm out.
Yeah.
Anyway,
Not sure about that one.
so we got a bunch of questions for you, Beth. You want to start out and see where do you want to start?
Yeah, so well, we should maybe start at where exactly are our HYROX affiliates and that you're working with right now to kind of bring HYROX to Canada. So you said you're kind of rolling around Toronto. So is that where we're going to be seeing a lot of like these pre-events and workshops and stuff?
Yeah, so we've got an affiliate, mostly affiliate tour coming up, which by the time we go live will probably be up and about. So we're going 10th of February, One Academy, the site there, for them guys. They kick off the tour for us, so they are an affiliate, and both of their facilities are affiliates, and that's starting the tour. So they're fairly central, but not quite all the way in. But most of our affiliates are actually. We've got a few in Burlington Way. We've actually got one out in Quebec. Like there's quite a lot knocking around and in different areas. The closest to Toronto, that's kind of where I'm hitting the ground right now, trying to bring HYROX to the center, to get a bit more interest in our out of the suburbs, I suppose. But there's still a couple knocking around there. But nothing has been officially launched until the 10th.
Well, and you're still new to the country, and you've already established that Toronto is the center of the universe, which should upset everybody outside of Toronto.
That's just where we're going first. There's already plans for Vancouver. There's already plans for Montreal.
We've said this tons of times. Quebec, oh my God, they are so into like OCR and this stuff. They will eat it up. I mean, Toronto will be great too, but Quebec, they just, when they grab hold of something, they are just devastatingly into it.
This is we are we're at the start of this journey, right? This is for us, if if we get a good, response from Toronto, we're going to expand. Like, look at the UK market. There's that the ability there to go from, Birmingham and London to Manchester, Glasgow, like 2 or 3 day events in London, more venues. Like, it, this is if there's appetite for it, we'll do it. We'll try and find a way. As long as we can get a, as long as we can get a good venue, we'll try and make it work as much as possible. We want to be here as much as you guys wanted to be here.
Yeah. I mean, there does, like, I mean, Beth, you see it all the time how, with your clients and stuff. Is there, do you see the desire that, like, I see when I'm out there?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Well, and I mean, even just the excitement around DECA, but then like Hyrox is just another thing that would give people something to shoot for.
Exactly. Like, there's a few DECA affiliates knocking around. There's the strong events going on in the gyms, which is amazing. But it's like a continuous building block, right? If you like that stuff, you'd like Hyrox. And it's like if there's already there's already something there for people to build upon, that's all it's there for. Like, it's continued to, it. I see it as a little bit more as like DECA and DECA Fit almost is like, that 10K kind of distance. And then as if you're looking at like a running event, and Hyrox is a little bit more like a half marathon.
Yeah.
It's and that to me is the they're very complementary. If you can do one, you'll probably enjoy doing the other. The nice thing is, there's the opportunity there to go, oh, that seems a bit scary. I'll do a team relay. Yeah, I'll do a doubles. I only have to do two stations, two runs. It's like there's a community vibe to it, right? As you know, there's that opportunity to come down with a big gang of people and, cheer your friends on, and four of you get involved and all wear your team kit. You know what I mean? From if you're all in one of our affiliates, say, yeah, I'm just looking at my list there. We've got Grit Labs in Burlington. I've got four people come down from Grit Labs in Grit Lab t-shirts. You know what I mean? It's super exciting for that gym to be able to get involved and, more people come down to support them and cheer them on. It becomes more than just a competitive race, right? It becomes an experience.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of people say like Hyrox is really hard, and it's true that the pro weights and stuff can be, but and they're daunted by the lot of reps and stuff. But if you do the open weights and stuff, I don't think it's out of the reach of most people. Like, I think, yeah,
I
it's
think you can
8K,
see
but
that with the completion rate, right? What's the completion rate? Something like 90, I think it might be 96% or like 90, maybe even 99%. It might be, I think it's actually 99.6%. Yes, it's like something ridiculous. Like, if you enter this and come and have a go, you're probably gonna finish it. It's getting involved in something like the PFTs and having an opportunity to come and like just see where you're at, and that gives you a little bit of a gauge. Right, to be able to say, oh, I'm doing this in under 22 minutes. I should probably, be looking at maybe the pro weights. The PFT takes you like 40 minutes. Okay, cool. Maybe you do a doubles. It's not, it's just gives you that opportunity to put your toe in the water and go, oh, this is cool. I get it. And then come down and play.
So you mentioned the PFT, and I'm a big fan of the PFT thing. I
You
really like
are?
it. Yeah, I do
You
like the
are?
PFT. I like the
Yeah.
PFT. I'm down with this thing. I'm more of a shorter distance kind of guy. So the
Nice.
PFT appeals to me. What's going to go on with that? Are some of your gyms going to put on some PFTs? Like, are we going to get out there and maybe get some? Because I do it at home in my living room, well, my
I
dining
love
room,
it.
but I'm alone. Well, Rye cheers me on, and she's very, very helpful. But are we going to get some group activities going?
Sure are. There are actually right now there are gyms putting up, well, this registration links. So there are currently registration links out there for. I'll give you a couple of them. So we've got So Fitness. We've got L5 Health and Fitness. We've got Somos CrossFit. All these places are currently putting like registration links up to be able to say, come down and do a PFT at our gym. Like, and I at this point, with it being a brand new launch, a brand new market, most of these people are going to be their members who are going to have a go. But it's open to other people. It's open for people to come down, and that's the start. So by the time this comes out, maybe there's only a couple left. Maybe it's Impact Fit, which is going to be on the 21st. So this, so maybe you still got time to sign up for MPAX. Maybe it's Grit Labs and it's off the 19th. Maybe it's Limitless Performance on the 18th, you know, the weekend. It's like maybe get over there, do a PFT. This would be cool environments, waved environments where you come down and have a go. If not, you know, March, April, May, I'm gonna be chasing these around and trying to get these done at as many different gyms as possible. Like there's gonna be an opportunity for, and that's the best way we can see that we can introduce HYROX to Canada. Like let people see it, have a go, decide if they like it, and go from there. It's we're pretty confident in our what we're offering. It's I've done so many and I love it. I just think it's a cool thing to be involved in. So it's you know, we're pretty confident that people will go have a go and go, I can do that, and I want to do that. So
So,
it, you.
when people, when these gyms host the PFT, is the run done on the air runner or are they done outside?
No, so we have tweaked it for a few different gyms. So there's the a couple of people have assault runners. So a few of them are doing the official assault runner version of it. We're not asking people to run outside unless, you know, we get there and the weather's good. But this is Canada, so it's probably not going to be good. So
It
we would
was
leave
like
that.
10 degrees out today.
No,
It's
well,
like
to be fair,
spring.
today would have been fine. We should have had a PFT today.
You just got to
But
launch them at right at the moment.
right. You've got to check the next day and make sure. But you know, we're not going to be so hell bent on the rules that we're going to be, well, if you can't, you know, it's minus 12, you get up there. You know, so if a lot of these gyms, we're really given the opportunity to say, look, swap the run for like 70 calories for the guys, 55 calories for the ladies on the assault bike or the C2 bike.
Oh, okay.
We're found an equivalent. All of them will do the same if they're going to do, you know, same calories. So we'll be able to gauge, you know, competitiveness. And we think that roughly from what the calculation is this should work out roughly the same amount of time. Unless you just
So
love the assault bike like Dave, then it might take you
I'm
less
trying to
time.
think of the math in my head here and where I'm
Yeah.
better off.
I feel like 70 cals on the assault bike is much slower than me running a kilometer.
Yeah, but it might be better for me.
You would do 55.
You
I
do.
would do 55 cals.
Yeah. So
Oh,
females
okay.
55, males are 70.
55,000 the assault bike is still,
Put
that's
down the
okay.
weight, right?
Yeah, because
That
you're,
would be more similar.
yeah, because I mean, your run, you're going to realistically, like, I mean, if you were running a kilometer
Four.
for a PFD, you're going to be, I was going to guess just under four, something like that, because you're going to be
Yeah.
kind of pacing.
It's early. It's the first one. Yeah.
Yeah, and then yeah, that's probably pretty true.
Yeah.
It's a lot closer for you than it would be for me
Yeah.
to.
So then what about it's always the row or can people substitute in the skier? Because I know they had talked about that too.
Yeah, I mean we're taking it all with a little bit of a pinch of salt. And so it's like that if some gyms don't have, you know, some gyms have two rows, two skis. So we don't want to set people off as, you know, waves of two. Otherwise, people aren't going to get an opportunity to experience it. You know, we got an hour class. Some people take 50 minutes, 60 minutes to do a PFT. You know, that's the whole class if you're in wave one. So it's where if we can make it more accessible and more available for people to partake by opening up to a couple of ski eggs as well, we're doing that. This is about giving people the opportunity to take part as opposed to, you know, no rep. No, gotta be on a
Yeah.
run. No, that's not, we're not, you know, we're
And
working
there's
on.
no PFT global leaderboard for Canada.
Not specifically for Canada, there is a global leaderboard. So the times will count. The time, like, unless it's a variation. But like Grit Labs is doing the official, they have three assault runners. So they're gonna have the opportunity to, you know, to do the run. We will still be giving like gold, silver, and bronze patches out for people who do well on the assault. You know what I mean? In terms of it. But whether or not how that works going into the global leaderboard, we'll need to work it out. If someone thinks they're gonna be really up there on the global leaderboard, we'll do it again in May. We can get the one outside.
I don't know if I'd be up there on the global leaderboard, but I could go for the patches. Like especially even if I got like a gold one the first time, I'd actually sandbag the next two so I could get the whole, you know, set.
Yeah,
Like
Yeah, it's
I just wait on that last wall ball for the time to tick down a little bit more, and then and then throw that last
we've
one.
got the whole set. Yeah, it's
Yeah, I've got a
nice,
whole
right? It's
set.
nice to get a little to do an event and to be involved in something that is like a, what feels like a cool event for a gym, and receive something that says I did that. Like it wasn't just my normal, class. There was something more to that. And they are hard, so it's as hard as you make it. But it's at the same time, if you're really going for it, it's a hard thing to do. So, cool. We want people to feel like it was an experience, not just a killer workout.
Do you ever think they'll like, and again, I don't like to make the comparison to DECA, but do you ever think they'll put a PFT into like a competitive environment like that, where they actually have like a qualification? So maybe your spot on your global leaderboard gets you into some kind of bigger event.
Hey, never say never. It's not something that's circulating right now,
That
but
means no.
it just means that I don't. So, I mean, why not? Like, there's always opportunity there to grow and change and adapt and make things more accessible. Whether or not it would, it's what would you expect it to qualify for? But we could go down a rabbit hole on that. To Worlds.
My thing would be just to qualify for like a bigger event of the same thing. So just like example, a world
Oh,
championships of
okay.
the PFT,
I get what
right?
you mean.
Yeah,
Yeah.
something along that line. Because I've always felt that HYROX is great and I love it, but it is a very long event. And that sometimes I thought if they could make it not so much an easier, but a shorter event. And we joked about the one the HYROX sprint that we used to, before they even did it, we just said cut it in half and call it a half rocks. And
Yeah.
Something along that line, so that you have that other entry more so when they were trying to very much concerned about attracting people from the CrossFit community who necessarily don't like to run 8K. Like, quite
Yeah.
frankly, I would love to see someone set up a HYROX with zero running and just all the stations, or one initial 1K lap to start and then one to finish before the wall ball, something along that. I just get a
It's
little goofy with it, but I just thought some of those things would be cool.
why not? Like there's definitely things there, right? That is the core business will always remain the same. It's like that is the purpose of
Yes.
it. But it's like, could there be an opportunity there to include, like as you say, the PFT is included in an event? Could there be a half rocks included in the event? Like that was me and you both took part in that. It was super cool.
So
I was
much.
like, I want to, I want over here. I'm already speaking to gyms like that have like great facilities, like in terms of space, and like would love to launch some like sprint versions in like when the weather gets a little bit better as we get closer to the event. It's like I would love to get a couple of them going because what a great way of testing yourself, having a little simulation almost of being like, well, how does this feel when you start putting that together? Definitely keep an eye out on like the HYROX kind of the Instagram because I am really keen to get some of them going and facilities that can handle it. And if you think you've got a facility that can handle it, message OFX and get it to get in touch with me because we want to hear from you. We want to get you involved because doing the half rocks was just a really nice way of introducing people to it, but it was also brutal. So it was a great work and I loved it. And once again, some people took over an hour to do it and things like that. It was just like a cool event to do. And some people went, hell for leather and tried to win it. So it was all different. Some people were there for the fun, some people were there to see what they could do.
Well, we talked about, we had a podcast episode about it after, but you and I took part in the end there running with that guy on his
Wow,
last
yeah.
run. And I mean, it was like magical, man. It was just
It
like,
was, wasn't it? That was so cool. Like just every rep, every step was like just an achievement for him. And like that's a no matter what the sport is. Like, but like HYROX gives people that opportunity to have that because it's not complicated. You know what I mean? That thing of like there's no complex, there's no barrier to entry. It's just all that guy had to do was keep taking a step forward. And there was plenty of times you could see him in his eyes, like where he was just saying, I'm not going any further. And then he'd take one more step. And his family were there and we were there screaming at him. And it was all just like, and all he had to do was take one more step. And it just became that resilience battle to can you get over the line? And it took him a while, but he got it. And man's like that, I'm signing up. I'm doing this again. Because that's an achievement, right? Like he finished something that he was in the moment, I think he was 99% sure he couldn't do.
But
And that's That's what I think the sport offers anyway. I think it's
People
pretty
like
cool.
that, and we see them in a lot of the videos and stuff like that. Not only is that guy now a guy who's like, I'm going to do this again and I'm going to get better, but everybody who was there and watched what he did is all of a sudden like, I if they thought they couldn't do it, now they think they can. And people like me and you, I was as inspired by that as I was by watching Jesse Bruce smash it. You know,
100%.
it was just as it's the
That's the
same
kind of thing
thing.
that gives me goosebumps. Do you know what I mean? Watching someone like that is just like they absolutely like just are at the limit. Jesse was at his limit, but he was still doing like a 3:20 minute K. Do you know what I mean? Like, is it like what? Do you know what I mean? He was like killing himself. It was absolute limit of his athletic performance potential. But like this guy was walking and stopping on the wall to like take a couple of breaths, and it was like he was just surviving, and he did. Whereas, like, it was cool to watch both extremes almost. And, there's more extremes than that guy. I'm not saying that, but it's just like, it's just, can you do it? And what have you, what can you bring to the table? Can you challenge yourself?
Yeah, and it became a point of negotiating. Okay, we're gonna run from that tree to that tree, and then we'll slow down and we'll do that. It was that battle
I
of
have those
will,
battles with
body.
myself as I'm racing. I don't
Yeah.
like, it just pick it up for 10 seconds. Just pick it up. Just all you got to do is pick it up for 10 seconds. It's like those little on the sled push, just make it halfway. Get halfway and take a break. And it's just like, don't think about the other three laps. Just get halfway. You take a break. That's the little, and you might be the same, but I'm constantly playing a little mind tricks on myself. Just do 10 wobbles. It's only 10 wobbles. You can do 10 wobbles. Don't think about the other 90.
Yeah.
Just get through the first 10. All right. So keeping in mind that you control the release date of said episode, what can we tell people about dates? Hard dates that we know. Or even not even dates. Can like give us an appraisal of when we can expect some events.
5th of October,
There you go.
Toronto. 5th of October, Toronto.
And do we have
Exhibition.
exhibition place?
So it's called the Enicare Centre, right? But I believe it keeps changing its name. It's the ex, ex it's the Station of Exhibition.
Okay. All right. Enicare Center. Do you know which one that one is, Beth? Is that like down at the old CNE?
Facing the what's the stadium? There's a huge stadium
Rogers
behind.
Center or the BMO Field. Which one? Those are two different ones.
Rogers.
Rogers? Oh, okay. So
I'm sure it's Rogers. I've seen it because I've been getting off there like every day on the train.
yeah, it used to be the Sky Dome.
It's incredible. It's the center is it's the Enicare Center. It's the 5th of October. You get off an exhibition. And
Okay.
it's gonna be huge.
All right, so that is literally right downtown Toronto.
Central. Yeah.
Okay. So for those of you who would be coming in for this, you can fly into Pearson. You can get a train from Pearson down to downtown Toronto. Some people can fly into Billy Bishop Airport, which is right on the lake, and you can just come across the little boat and you're
I put it this way, when I train in, I've walked past Billy Bishop many times to like go to another gym. I mean, it's that close. Like, so if you can get in that airport, you're winning. But you can get in. It's so easy to get in on the train. You will get off at the center, and it's like, why would you? There's parking everywhere anyway if you want to drive, but why would you drive? Like, it's so simple. So like, it really is a phenomenal venue. It's going to be beautiful as like as a location.
And so just, and I mean, obviously you can't say this, but from the size of the venue and your experience seeing the size of different venues, do you think this will be like a bigger course or would this be like a smaller course, like a four lapper or more like closer to a two lapper? Or...
I honestly don't
Yeah.
know. I would imagine we will try for three laps. And I think the size of it, I wouldn't know. I'd be shocked if it was four, but it could be, right? I've seen it from like the perspective of being in the building. How many rooms or like part sections of this? I think like HYROX has actually rented. I'm unsure. So that could mean if they rented one section, we might be doing lots of laps. Like, but yeah. You know what I mean? It's like, how do they break it? How do they divide it? But my gut feeling was they like to go big. So generally, if they've got a big space, they'll to a fill up course, right? But
That's okay.
we'll see as we get closer to time. We'll check that out and go back to you.
And this is probably too soon to know this or whatever, but as it is into it would be part of the next season, right? That'll be after World Championships. So this would be part of the next season. So this season they had just payouts for majors. So the question would be, is it possible that Toronto would have payouts, or is it more likely to just be a standard event?
It will be a standard event. Yeah, the only payouts are majors. Yeah, majors and worlds. So if you class them as separate events, but normal events, normal hosted events, especially being first year, we're not going to be looking at prize money.
And then leading up to that, what about some of these smaller gym events? Do we have any of the smaller gym events going on that we know for times and dates yet, or?
So we do have a couple lined up. Let me just pull them up. We actually have a super cool one where you have it's not fully booked, it's not fully confirmed. But like the hope is Hotel X 10X Toronto. So Hotel X, but the 10X Toronto, so they have a gym facility.
Yep.
It's a beautiful facility. It's facing, as in like it's facing the stadium. We're hoping 14th of April to hold an event there, like some form of. It won't be a PFT. It will be like their own version of a HYROX, a much not the real event, but it'll just be
Like
an
a half
opportunity.
HYROX kind of thing.
No, it will. What they're gonna do is they're gonna actually. This is what we're discussing, trying to establish. They've got like big tennis, obviously, they've got normal size tennis courts. They've got tennis courts. They've got two tennis courts inside. They've got to like quarter them off and use the tennis courts as part of the space. Up and down the sides is baby broad jumps, farmers carry down is one of the sides. They've got big pillars in the middle for wall balls. We're going to try and incorporate as many of the movements as possible in this. Just a really cool space. So it's going to be like a HYROX styled workout. It won't be a half rocks. It won't be, there will be running, but there won't be, it's not going to be like the same style. It's just going to be a really cool venue that has a HYROX type workout. So that's going to be on the 14th. We are also thinking the 7th of March, sorry, April, will be fuel training. They're going to be holding a PFT in downtown Toronto. So there's a few different things bubbling. We're just trying to confirm dates. We
So that
will
sounds like a
actually
lot of
have
fun.
the dates confirmed where they will go on the HYROX Canada Instagram. And they will probably also go on the HYROX Canada, like the HYROX find a PFT, like on the main website. But there is right now we are still, because the tour has been what is happening now has been the most pressing, let's get that resolved and happy and sorted. Everything else is okay. Now let's start putting out more dates, which we're getting. People are interested. People are already having conversations and like want to be involved. And it's not launched. Well, it will be by the time we announce, but it's only just starting, and we already have people saying we have a community for this. We have people who are involved. We have another gym called Stay Gold, which is downtown. They have a great space. They wanna hold a PFT. Haven't got the dates sorted yet, but we're working with them to get dates. We have one called Resilience, which is a massive space.
I've been to Resilience.
The guys there, they have a great space. I really hope that we can get a date confirmed with them guys for a PFT. And I'd love to get a half rocks in there at some point. So there's multiple conversations about these gyms that aren't affiliates. They would just be holding a one-off event for now. These are conversations we're having in the background to try and get them bring them on board because they have the space, they have the community, they have the appetite. But we're just trying to finalize that first, initial contact of this is what we are, this is what we do, go and play. And they seem very keen on the basis that their members would enjoy it. And it's a differentiator for them, right? There's an opportunity there for we're brand new here. If you go to London and try and become a HYROX gym, There's 500 Pyrex gyms in London, the UK. It's, you can throw a stone and probably hit one. Whereas in Canada, there's a real opportunity for people who are, who are, have these spaces and these functional gyms to go. This could bring in new members. Is it's a place to train in a way that is, specific.
So I have two questions. One, so if someone's looking to do a PFT or one of these events, where is the best place for them to find information? The HYROX Instagram, HYROX Canada Instagram.
Yeah, the HYROX Instagram and the HYROX website. They'll always like find a race on Find My Race on the HYROX website. For the PFTs is the will be the HYROX Canada website, HYROX Canada Instagram. That's where we'll always do like a little timeline of what's coming.
So, does a gym need to be a HYROX affiliate then to host a PFT?
No. No, we're not at this point.
Okay.
Any like any gym that has a member base that would think it would suit, we're going to go and do a PFT for them. We want to just introduce it at this stage. Hopefully they like it. They go, this is beneficial for us. They think about becoming an affiliate. Fantastic. But right now, it's just an opportunity for people to try it.
The one thing too that stands out to me and with you guys as well is if you're already a CrossFit affiliate, that's okay.
Oh,
If
yeah.
you're affiliated with someone, that's okay. You don't gotta pick, you don't gotta choose.
Oh.
You can bring it all together, which is obviously like that, like that's the point, isn't it? Really like bringing all of it together, bringing everyone together.
100%.
Yeah.
There's so many affiliates that are CrossFit affiliates and RX affiliates. We already have some here that are both, which is amazing. And I used to do a bit of CrossFit. I wasn't very good, but I used to do a bit of CrossFit, and it was most CrossFit gyms that I've been to across America, Canada, UK, like whenever I travel, I'd always find a CrossFit box because generally you can do what an open gym space or something like that. Every gym I've been to has like a bit more of an endurance class on a Sunday. Just becomes HYROX Sunday when they become an affiliate. That's just like they generally just change that. And what we've seen so many times is they put that on, they change the name, they go a little bit more specific to HYROX movements. And after about a month, they go, we should do another one of these classes that keeps selling out. And then they start doing one on HYROX Wednesday. And they find another space for it because they want another class, because the one on Sunday goes from, when the 10, 15 members that kept showing up to like selling out to like 25, 30 and having a waiting list. And they start putting an extra class on. Because once people realize that it's the benefit and the joy of it, it's like they start bring a mate along. You can do it. Come down, and that's what it's about, and that's the benefit of the affiliateship, right? Like they have the opportunity to come down and go, like try it, have a go with the thing, and if it works for your club, works for your members, it's like you enjoy it. It's a nice value thing for your members. It's something different for them.
All right, so you've convinced me. Shut up and take my money. How do we sign up for some of this stuff? Where do we go? What do we got to do?
Email me. Email me, James at Hyrox.co. Just send me an email and I'll put you in. It's not actually me that'll sign you up to. I'm sure I don't do the affiliateships really. It's we have someone in the team. I say all that stuff from a place of like I think it's a good thing. Or like it makes perfect sense to me. But it's not actually my job in that point. Like my job is to get PFTs, get people interested, and get people over the door, sell tickets to the point of like people wanting to be involved. But from a someone who's been involved in the fitness industry for a while, the affiliateship just seems to make sense to me.
Yeah, so yeah, but for even for the events, like where can we sign up for the events? The stuff coming up, the tour, all that. Where do we get our tickets? We're ready. We want boots on the ground. We're ready. We want to go racing, goddamn it, James.
So like I say, the stuff that is coming up, it will there'll be registration links coming out on the HYROX Canada page, on the HYROX Instagram. So they will be ready. The plan is people are already sharing, our affiliates are already sharing their registration links on their stories. The plan is for HYROX Canada to also share that stuff. The registration, sign up here for your PFT. So they will also share it, and then you'll have that opportunity to click through, go through what one's local to you. I'm sure there'll be one or two, and then go from there. So that's the best way. Just keep an eye on the HYROX Canada page, and all the information will come up as and when we're able to share it.
And it's High Rock CA, correct?
High
On
Rock
Instagram?
CA.
High
Yeah.
Rock CA. So if you're not following it, follow it. Be a
That's
part of
got
it.
to be your best source of information. That's where things are going to come out before anywhere else. That's where you'll be able to see who's an affiliate. You'll be able to see what events is happening. You'll probably be able to see some highlights from affiliateships, like PFTs that have happened over the last couple of weeks. And that's always exciting because you're like, oh, I want to have a go at that. So it's generally a good community vibe on the Instagram page because it's just we try and show the what people are capable of on there. It's not just your Meg Jacobi's of the world like crushing it. It shows we really do try and show that 99% of people doing this race, there's only 1% of the fun think they can win. Everyone else is there to enjoy it and get something out of it personal. So as much as we love the 1%, that's not what the point. That's when it was when it was created, right? It was not created for that per se.
So for winding this up, is there anything else you wanna get out there or anything else that we haven't covered?
In terms of PFTs and things like that, no, I think your best bet is keep your eyes on the Harris Canada side. Get yourself signed up. I just think it's a great chance to just dip your toe in the water. You got
Awesome.
nothing to lose on it, right?
Yeah, so when is registration open then for the October 5th event?
It's a good question. We are going live, for, I think, for pre-sales, or it might be pre-registration, I have to check, on the 24th of Feb. So we're going to launch the announcement. It's going to come on the 10th. And then at the end of the tour, we finish at Holistic Athlete Gym in Burlington. And that is the last day. And at that event, we're going to go for live for pre-sales, I believe. So you can register to sign up and be able to get your ticket sooner rather than later. Or which way it goes, where that might happen a couple of days earlier and actually be able to buy your ticket on the 24th. And just not confirmed yet which way, what stage is going to come out. We're just trying to make sure everything's ready in the background, really, so you can actually click it and you actually get the ticket.
Awesome. Beth, you want to wind us up?
Yeah, amazing, James. We will mark that date in our calendar because we will be there. It's in our plans, October 5th. We'll be at the first High Rocks Canada. So thanks so much for joining us today and answering all of our questions. We're super excited to bring High Rocks to Canada and to be a part of helping spread the word. So thanks again for all that you're doing.
Amazing. Thanks for having me.